His first night in the joint, Kwame Kilpatrick cost me 2 packs of cigarettes. He never made a sound. Unless you call crying out for your mama like a schoolboy a sound. The first night's the toughest, no doubt about it. They march you in naked as the day you're born. I saw Kwame as he passed by my cell. If I didn't know better, I'd have sworn he was one of them floats in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. As he walked away from me, I couldn't help but thinking about his mother. I guess it was those big cheeks. Kwame ate his dinner quietly. The main course was a so-called beef pot pie with gravy and 3-bean salad. Kwame didn't have a cellmate to talk to, but from what the guards tell me, that 3-bean salad was talking back to him all night. Dessert, if you can call it such, was strawberry jello with fruit. They say Kwame just pushed it around his plate, watching that jello jiggle like a booty of one of his many mistresses during a city finance tryst. They can take a lot from you in prison. Your freedom, your dreams, even your spirit. But there's one thing they can't take, and that's your talent for text messaging. And I'd bet my poster of Hannah Montana that even now, Kwame's writing a whole slew of texts in his head. One's about jumping various women's bones when he finally makes it to the outside. LOL.